It's Dudley and Kenny, Richie and Jenny. And the
you're so poetic, sir.
Thank you very much. Good Day program trying to put a spin. Well, yeah, wait a minute. I want to be just like O'Reilly when I grow up. This is the no spin zone, which, of course, is what makes it so much fun because there's nothing on any of his programs except spin. It's all about spin. Always was. He was very good on the radio. I wish he was still on the radio, frankly. A lot more entertaining than a lot of the people.
He's funny.
Am I saying? He understands what gets people to listen and pay attention and wait for the next story. He's very good at the dot, 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 dot of a story. So I wonder how he would handle this one. 1 million jars of peanut butter. Big news today. 1 million jars of peanut butter have been dumped.
Grab your jelly.
Into a landfill. Oh, that's yummy. Mm-hmm. A landfill in New Mexico. 1 million jars of peanut butter. Now, peanut butter, there are the organic peanat butters. Sure. There are the regular
crunchy,
peanut butters.
Smooth.
The crunchy.
Do you like the crunchy or the smooth, guys?
I like the smooth. What do you like, Richie?
I like the crunchy.
I
eat it all.
Too.
I love me some peanut butter.
Yeah. What about you, Kenny?
I like both. I'm a friend to all peanut butters.
Peanut butter is a very good, nutritious. I love to have peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
I'm eating some right now, actually.
Really?
I'm eating organic, crunchy peanut butter.
There you go.
The only thing with the organic is you have to dump the oil off on the top.
Yeah. Do you dump it or mix it? I always mix it.
I dump most of it, and then I mix the rest.
You know what is good is the butter. A smart balance is good peanut butter. That's well made, and it's good.
Is it Poor Richard's? That's good stuff, too.
But you don't want to buy Jiffy and what's the long-term... What's the other one?
Choosy Moms, choose Jif.
Yeah, Skippy.
Skippy peanut butter.
Let me rant about peanut butter here.
Ladies and gentlemen, stand by just a second, please. Yeah, here. Silence on the set.
There's a million jars of peanut butter going to waste, but here's my rant.
Are you ready for this? Richie's rant.
I go on a field trip with my son's fourth grade class to Williamsburg, Colonial Williamsburg, a few weeks ago. And there are explicit instructions in bold print all over the paperwork for this thing. Do not bring any peanut products. Because you had to pack all of your food for the day. You had to pack your breakfast, lunch, and afternoon snack because we'd be gone all day and no time to stop anywhere for lunch.
Right.
So, you know, kids are eating on the bus. And do not bring any peanut products whatsoever. And my son is like, Dad, we can't bring any peanut products. We're not allowed to. This thing has gotten out of control.
Yep.
And I totally understand because I have a couple of friends whose kids have really bad peanut allergies and could, you know. And when you're first grade, you don't know not to give that kid. But at some point, when do we get over this
craziness
that I can send my kid to school with a peanut butter sandwich?
Okay, so the facts of this are, for the most part, you can avoid allergies of any sort with your children, including peanuts, if you eat them while you're pregnant. That's pretty much the way to eliminate all of the allergies,
like
whatever you're exposed.
Rich gave his kid a little bit of peanut during his.
Yep.
We realized that Sean had a reaction to some peanuts that he ate when he was 2 or 3 years old.
Yep.
So what I started doing is breaking down half of a peanut, quarter of a peanut, just like a little nibble, and I'd give it to him and see if.
Did
there was
you do that on your own, or did somebody suggest that to you?
No, I did it.
You were smart enough to figure that out on your own.
I gave him just the smallest amount because he broke out into kind of a rash on his face.
Uh-huh.
So I gave him the smallest amount, no reaction. Then the next week I gave him like a half a peanut.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next week I gave him a full peanut. And then we realized, okay, this must have just been something. But I didn't want to live in fear. Oh, my God, my kid is going to die if some other kid next to him has a peanut butter sandwich.
Okay. So, Jennifer, let's go to the other side of the story.
Do we want to tell the story first?
Well, that's what we're doing. The other side of the story is why all of this peanut butter is being dumped into the landfill.
Yeah, so it's 1 million jars of peanut butter. They're dumping it into the New Mexico landfill because they want to expedite the sale of the bankrupt peanut processing plant that was the heart of the salmonella outbreak in 2012 and that big nationwide recall. This bankruptcy trustee, Clark Cole, said he had no other choice after Costco Wholesale refused to take shipment of the Sunland Inc. product and declined requests to let it be donated to food banks or repackaged or sold to brokers who provide food to institutions like prisons. So Prisons don't want it.
Why?
Old sailors don't want it.
Why?
Dump it into the ground.
Why wouldn't you want it?
What's because I guess it was from that plant that had the shrapnel outbreak. I know. I would eat it. I
you had a cold once. Does that mean you have a cold all the time?
Peanut butter is expensive.
Costco deemed the product not merchantable.
Right.
Because of leaky peanut oil.
Leaky peanut oil, what? The jars are leaking?
I guess.
No.
That's what it says. It says that they actually took on some of them, and then after some testing, they gave it back because 8 loads of it had leaky peanut oil, whatever that means.
They agreed that from a safety and health issue that there was nothing wrong.
Like, nothing wrong.
Can I go on to my second rant in this story?
Richie, make it 60 seconds or less.
My wife is trying to, she's on the PTA board, and they're having their...
My wife, she's as bad.
Okay, whatever, shut up. Let me move along here. I got 60 seconds. Okay. So she's on the board for the school carnival.
Uh-huh.
And
the Harper Valley PTA.
Exactly. So they're going around all the local businesses trying to get donations for the school carnival. And one of the things that she went to was the Dunkin' Donuts to try and get donuts for all of the volunteers, donuts and coffee. And she even offered, we will take your day-old donuts. You don't need to give us new donuts. And they said, we cannot give you the day-old donuts. We have to throw them away.
Really?
But she went to, Panera Bread?
Yeah.
Panera Bread says that they give all of their old food to local churches. Mm-hmm. To give away for the needy.
Yeah.
I want us, this show, mm-hmm. and all of our friends out there to start an organization to kill all the lawyers so that restaurants
can
give away their old food to people who are hungry. It is absolutely ridiculous that we have hungry people in this country and all of this food gets thrown away every single day and something should be done about it.
That's
you got all these politicians in Washington and all these lawyers who are making people go to bed hungry, making kids go to school.
And look at Doug. Doug
every single
food that's like 12 years old.
And you know what? I said we have a truck that goes around and picks up bread at various locations. We feed it to the cows. Cows love bread, pastries, cookies.
Exactly. It's not getting thrown away.
Well, right.
There has to be some organization. I'm going to look it up and see if there already is an organization. Yeah. If there isn't, we're
the
starting.
American Society
if there is, we're working with them.
The ASSBB.
It is
the American Society to Simplify Better Bread.
There
it is, ASPE. Okay.
There's food.
In a moment, Pierre is going to join us. There is
Pierre's going to have to take some yoga breaths first.
Pierre is going to study why there were sheep loose in the Louvre. The Louvre.
Oh, no. The Louvre.
Yes. The Louvre. Coming right up, Pierre. Good day.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed, may take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax, it checks your answers as you go. Then it double checks. Then checks again. It checks like a hockey player playing checkers in the Czech Republic. Bring your umbrella because it's rain checking outside. And when it checks that many times, you can be confident you're doing it right because it's checked. And you know you're getting the biggest refund you deserve because it checked that. And then your taxes are done. Checkmate. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 tax info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer? Wait, is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized you taste with a kick?
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized you taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea, realized you taste with a kick.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
You got to pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Rain leaks into a transformer. Insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down. Copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat. Transformer blows. Transformer blows. Facility goes dark. Facility goes dark. Kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, so now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, the moment you have been waiting for. We have not heard from Pierre for such a long time. It's important for us.
Wait, let me dust him off. Hold on. Let me get the dust off the beret.
The dust off him? Okay.
Okay.
There it is. Yeah, very nice. Yeah.
Yeah. That feels good.
So, Pierre, I understand over the weekend a number of Frenchy farmers were protesting the French government's proposal to cut subsidies for the French farmers, and they brought some sheep into the famous Louvre. Le Louvre.
The Louvre is a great museum.
So did they poop on the floor in the Louvre? What happened?
The Mona Lisa is not happy. She has been seen holding her nails. It's stinky. But I tell you, this is a great thing.
How's that?
Because I have lamb chops. The freezer is full of lamb chops. You want to come over to the chateau tonight for dinner?
The chateau. You're a Pierre Chateau.
I live in
chateau. Are you sure Chateaubriand?
I saw Chateau de Dog. It's a fine wine.
Ah, very nice. All right, so
I'm going to make lamb burgers.
Lamb burgers.
Oui.
I'm sorry, what are you going to make again, Pierre?
Lamb burgers. Lamb burgers. Nice protest.
Yeah, very nice prayer. Okay, so they've cleaned up and now everything's okay, or are they going to come back again? How much are they cutting the subsidies for the farmers?
It looks like the European Union.
Yeah, it's doing
well. That's what you have, the facts. I have no facts. I just have the recipes for the hamburger.
This is the Doug Steffen Good Day Parade. We don't worry about the facts too much. We just want to tell a good story.
The European Union agricultural policy is looking to cut the budget, but it does not say how much the budget would be cut.
Dun, 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 dun.
The protesters were from the Peasants Confederation.
Really?
Yeah.
The PC.
Yeah.
They were politically correct peasants coalitioners.
Peasants. Peasants. No lamb burgers for you.
Okay. Now, let's get to the news from technology.
You sure you want to get rid of Pierre?
Not sure. The jury's still out.
You sure?
That one. All right. I saw a notice that Japan's biggest newspaper had over the weekend a report that the next generation of iPhones are going to be coming out this fall, and they will be offered in bigger versions. Now, we've been talking about me doing a Samsung because I want to have a bigger screen.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I also want to have the ease through the technology that Richie says I'm going to be sorry because I have an iPad to use. But anyway, I think this is an interesting admission by Apple that the Samsung thing is really cutting into the business. I mean, what else would they? Why would they change? If it was successful, why would they change it? That's the way I look at it. They have a higher display resolution. I've seen any Samsung product I've ever seen has been wonderful clarity.
Oh yeah, they absolutely do. It's a system that will confuse you. But Apple's admitting that people want bigger things, so they're going to have two versions. They're going to have the same size and then a bigger one.
All right,
so it's going to happen.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
I'm making an editorial decision here.
What's that?
To stop this.
No, this is a great song. It's a very big pop hit. This is a big pop hit. We're going through the top five songs this week in 1970. And
I totally agree. The Lighthouse. It's a great hit.
Yeah.
But we didn't get the best part.
Oh, you want the big guitar at the beginning of it? Okay, that's fine. Edison Lighthouse on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes.
She ain't got just like an old DJ.
Yeah. I see if I can do it with the rest of them.
Right,
number five is this song. 1970, last week of March. Number four, Michael and his siblings on the Doug Good Day program. I'm sorry, that number. One, two, three, A, B, C. That's why you are loving me. This was the best. The songs that Jackson 5 did were the best of anything that Michael ever did, I think. One, two, three. All right, so that's number four. Number four, John Lennon, Instant Karma. Karma's gonna get you. Gonna look you back in the face. That's what a lot of people thought the song was actually called, We All Shine On. John Lennon, number... Lennon, good day. No relation to...
His brother Jack.
Lennon from... from NBC. Number two. This is another sort of conflagration. Last song the Beatles ever did. Big choir in this. Very popular. Moving up the charts. Number two this week in 1970. And Paul starts it.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness,
all right, this is... One of the great Beatle ballads, I think, of all time.
I'm sorry, what year was this again?
1970.
1970, okay, so the Beatles had just broken up.
Yep, right.
And Lennon had already released an album?
Yeah.
Wow.
There you go.
No, he had just, it was just a single. It was supposed to be a Beatles song.
Yeah.
But they were all fighting and everything, so he just put it out on his own.
Really?
All right, yeah. Number one song from Simon & Garfunkel.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
I need a data backup solution for my business to replace my current tape backup device.
Do you want to spend a lot of money?
No.
Do you want to store and pay for replicated data?
No.
How about a solution that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Backup. End-to-end protection for physical and virtual servers, including data deduplication to significantly reduce storage requirements, and replicated cloud storage for assured recovery, and live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Backup free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax, it checks your answers as you go. Then it double checks. Then checks again. It checks like a hockey player playing checkers in the Czech Republic. Bring your umbrella, because it's rain checking outside. And when it checks that many times, you can be confident you're doing it right, because it's checked. And you know you're getting the biggest refund you deserve, because it checked that. And then your taxes are done. Checkmate. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
You gotta pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Rain leaks into a transformer, insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down, copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat, transformer blows. Transformer blows, facility goes dark. Facility goes dark, kid, you don't wanna know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone.
Awfully good to have all of you along for our Monday morning situation. The last day of March, the 31st, so tomorrow is April Fool's Day.
Oh, boy, get on your defensive gear, people.
Start of a new month, the day a lot of people on the radio try to grab headlines by playing jokes on listeners. Most of the time, however,
do a wacky prank tomorrow.
Later, well, I mean, what happens, though, now is that you get fired. Radio, there's no tolerance
anymore.
Are you
threatening me?
You're right.
Not threatening you.
Are you threatening me?
I'm just suggesting.
I don't call it
that. We have often that. Richie loves to do this. A couple of years ago, he had me convinced he'd sold his car. He did a very good job. See, Richie's the kind of guy that is, I can't pull it.
I would never do that to you.
No, the big one was when he kind of like said he had a colonoscopy, but then he also went to a concert or something.
Right, yeah, I remember that one too. Right.
So yeah, I'm colonoscopy at the Sub Dudes concert.
I'm not kidding. I'm going to the Moody Blues concert here in Palm Beach tonight. And then I will be here tomorrow to sing the praises, if you will.
I might be pregnant tomorrow.
Really?
Just giving you guys a warning.
Need any help?
Your father aware of that. All right, so anyway, my advice to my brethren on the air in this era is don't go too far. Don't get into trouble.
We want you to go out and get crazy, but don't go too far because then we might have to fire you.
Well, there are a lot of
but then can't we take over for them?
Now.
So don't we want them to do that?
Yeah, well, I guess we do. It's self-serving, yeah.
Right.
All right, all of you make a fool of yourself tomorrow so we can take over on
be idiots. Hey, that drinking water stunt really worked well. Go ahead and try that
one. Oh, my God. One radio station killed that woman.
She died.
Okay, so along with that, baseball season begins today.
Yeah.
More or less in full swing, if you'll pardon the pun. Let's see, there are 26 teams, I think, playing today, right? How many teams are there all together?
60.
They're on 60. I think it's more like 40. Is it 40?
Yeah, it'd be about 40-something, I would think.
Yeah.
20 in each league.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if they never come back, so it's root for the whole
Dodgers.
MLB.com, go Nats.
Oh, come on. Those Mets.
The Red Sox, please.
It's all about the Dodgers this year. Stop being haters.
Okay, so let's see. What else is there? At the end of the month, there are all these phony deadlines for things. Every month, there's something at the end, something at the beginning.
I think so, Obamacare is a big
right,
thing
that's
now.
The big yeah. phony. That's the big phony, because it really isn't. If you listen to Kathleen
Sebelius, if you ever want health insurance ever, ever again, you have to do it today.
Right.
Yeah, nonsense.
We basically overhauled health insurance in this country, but if you don't sign up for it today, we're... Yeah, they're not going to cover you.
No, tomorrow. There's
so that you can be covered.
When Kathleen Sebelius, who's the Secretary of Health and Human Services, said, she was asked by a reporter over the weekend, so what about the extension of this deadline? She said, what do you mean? We're not extending the deadline. Well, but you've told people that they could sign. Oh, yeah, but we're not extending the deadline. We're just being more flexible. It's much more flexible if we let people sign up another month or so. You know, well, we're trying to help everybody out here. Don't worry about March 31st. But there is a deadline. It's just flexible. So yeah, I'm going to apply that to my taxes. Well, there's a deadline for getting the money in April 15th. But you know what? I don't really have all the money. Or I'd rather keep in the bank and earn interest. I'll send it to you in June. Is that okay? I know that the deadline is April 15th. I got
that's
that.
Such a mess.
But let's just, I want to use the money longer. I'm just going to be flexible.
You know, one of the more interesting things is that here in the D.C. area in Maryland, the lieutenant governor who was the head of the installation of this in Maryland on the computer side totally botched it.
Really?
Totally. And he's trying to run for governor now. And he's having to carry that bucket around with him.
Yeah.
But then along with it is Governor Martin O'Malley has presidential aspirations.
Uh-huh.
And so they're talking this weekend about how he can't pawn this off on his lieutenant governor. When it all comes down to it, the buck stops here. Uh-huh. And so he's out there defending himself this weekend. It's just, you know. It's...
Okay, that's another waste of time. He's never going to... President O'Malley, can you even say those
wasn't
two words?
Wasn't there an O'Malley running on 24?
O'Malley?
Oh, I mean, a fine Irish name for sure.
Right.
But my president, not this time.
North and South Korea over the weekend got... carried away with themselves.
What is going on with these
two? It was like the Hatfields
like
and the McCoys.
Kids. Yeah, it is.
Right, exactly. So supposedly, nobody realized who shot first.
North Korea had told South Korea, listen, we're going to be doing firing these missiles and shells and everything, so it's just the training, don't worry about it. We've heard that recently.
Uh-huh.
And then South Korea says, whoa, wait a minute. You are firing into our waters, so we are going to defend ourselves. And so this was a whole
defend
thing
our about, fish that are in
right,
the water.
Right, right. So killing each other's fish is basically what it is.
That'll show them.
All right, the Supreme Court.
It's reported that five fish have been killed so far.
No kidding, really.
Three are missing.
Did they get them? Or the bears eating them? Who's eating
1.2 million fish are missing. We're still waiting for...
By the way, the trailer's in the theaters for the new Disney nature movie that's supposed to be out on Earth
My kids
Day.
Want to see that, the one about the bears?
Yeah, I think it looks good, except they show the bears eating fish.
You know what happens when they eat fish, right?
But they get upset.
It's true what they say about being in the woods.
I was about to say, does a bear in the woods?
But you see, I was going to be serious with that, folks, but I think I'll move on now. The Supreme Court, not much on email. When they take their seats on the bench today, they're going to be faced with a computer conundrum. And this could be worth billions and billions of dollars. What new apps ought to get patent protection? Apps. How many are there? Thousands, tens of thousands. How many? Anybody know how many apps there really are?
A lot.
Number of 300,000 or 400,000.
I can't even imagine.
Countless.
Okay. So this is one of the biggest patent cases that the Supreme Court has ever heard. And it's gotten plenty of interest. Matter of fact, a lot of clicks from the big computer companies. So what's at stake here, Kenny? How do you read this apps getting patent protection? I would think it would be like anything else that was unique. You ought to be able to protect some idea that's your own, right?
Well, I mean, if you make the... Sorry, Kenny. But what comes to mind immediately is the 15-year-old kid who made the app that makes the flatulent sounds.
Yeah.
And he sold
He
sold like a million of them.
You want to know why? Because is always funny.
It's always funny.
Right.
It's always funny.
I have one of them in one of my studios.
That kid should be protected, right?
Of course he should.
Instead of you being able to make the same app.
So am I going to get sued because I'm this on the air?
No.
Am I being crude and childish?
But if you try to make an app for it.
Right.
Really?
And then somebody else makes
an app of yourself.
Right.
Hey, maybe that's tomorrow's April Fool's Day prank.
What? We'll all
maybe
do
we just
guess
all
who's
day. No talking.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Roberta should be here.
Right. She'll be sorry. She was not here this week.
This next break brought to you by Handy Wipes for Doug's microphone.
As a matter of fact, it's brought to you by the people that give you the gas, McDonald's and Taco Bell.
Oh, good for them.
So here we go. This is one of the most clever things.
It's
I wish
great.
We could find one of these commercials. Richie, will you see if we can find... There's a Taco Bell commercial using all the people around the country whose real name is Ronald McDonald.
Yes.
And so what they've done, if those of you who haven't seen these ads or heard the story, Taco Bell has hired the... We don't even know if they're paying him. They just went around and found people whose real name was Ronald McDonald, telling the world through these commercials that they really loved going to Taco Bell for breakfast. It's a $50 billion business. The opening of restaurants early now, the fast food restaurants, worth $50 billion a year. So Taco Bell figures, we better get a piece of that, baby. And they're comparing themselves to McDonald's with Ronald McDonald. It doesn't look like the Ronald McDonald you're used to. It looks like a plain, ordinary guy on the street. So anyway, McDonald's is going to counter. They've gotten tough. They're going to give you free McFay. How do you pronounce McCafe? McCafe coffee. Wow, that'll bring people to the store, right? Is their coffee any good? I don't know anybody.
Yeah, actually, I think that I like their coffee.
Their coffee does very
Starbucks.
Well.
Really?
Yeah,
well, there's a lot of people say they like their Dunkin' Donuts coffee is supposed to be better than Starbucks. But at any rate, McDonald's, supposedly the leader, they have 25% of the business. Imagine that, 25% of $50 billion. That's $12.5 billion a year just in breakfast. How much do they make with their lunch meals or with their dinner meals or meals that go on? You know, how many McDonald's are open 24 hours a day now?
Almost all of them, I think.
Are they all?
A lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I was thankful, by the way, for 24-hour service. I never thought I'd think about this. But the other day, which day was it? I was going to go to, where was I going? I don't even remember where I was going. It was Saturday morning. Oh, I know where I was. I had to leave to go to upstate New York go to an auction, sell a couple of pieces of equipment, bring up some stuff. So I woke up at 2:30 and I didn't feel well. And I don't want to take any kind of medicine, I don't want to take any prescribed drugs. But my stomach has been so upset the last couple of months, I just sort of said, you know what, I want to deal with this. I want to clean up what's there. So I went to see my doctor in Massachusetts, and he told me he was going to give me something that would kill everything in my stomach. And I had forgotten to go get it. So I woke up on Saturday morning really not feeling well. So I got into the car, and I drove down to the Walgreens to get my prescription. It was 3:30, and I walked in the front door. I can't tell you the last time. I mean, I'm up early every day. But I was thinking about these people that work these night shifts,
mm-hmm.
that at 3:30 in the morning, people wander in and they think to themselves, who's nutty enough to be up at 3:30 in the morning to go?
Well, I bet they were thinking you were there for a prescription other than something for
pharmacy. You got to be open.
But the other side of it is, how many people think, this guy's going to rob me? These stores that are open, they have no, in my neighborhood, they
look like a real threat.
I was not really looking like much of a threat. I had my slippers on. I didn't have my bathrobe in my shorts on, but I was dressed, but I just had my slippers. I didn't look like I was dangerous.
You couldn't wear shoes? You couldn't slip on a pair of shoes?
Well, I was in a hurry because I wanted to go down and get it, and then when I came back, I put my boots on to go to the auction. That's how it worked, Richie. All right, so anyway, 24-hour business.
What color are your slippers, by the way?
My slippers are brown and fuzzy.
Brown and fuzzy.
Yeah.
Ew, but what color did they start out?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, may I help you stop the ravages of time? You've got a face that you love, a face you want to protect, and I'm here to help you do that.
A face that'll stop a clock.
Face that will do lots of great things if you keep it protected, and that's what GenuCell does. GenuCell is that product from the Hooks of Chamonix made as a result of their sort of a foray, if you will, into stem cell therapy, stem cell research. So now, if you feel GenuCell, the product itself, it has a wonderful, I can't describe how it feels. It's not like water. It's not sticky. It just feels different. And it goes to work on your face, especially your bags under the eyes, the puffiness, that sort of thing, wrinkles around your eyes, and it's safe. The reason they had to have a special formula is if you use the regular product, like they have SOT wrinkle cream, get it too close to your eye and it burns and stings your eye. Have you ever done that with regular creams? You put them around? I certainly have. Put it close to your eyes because we all want to get rid of the lines around our eyes. And I get it too close and it stings. That's not what you'll get with GenuCell. You'll get the bags and puffiness taken care of. And in 12 hours, you'll look in the mirror and think, wow, this stuff really works. And it does. Call 800-543-9262. Look at my face, and you'll see an example of a face that's been using GenuCell. 800-543-9262. Order it right now, and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique wrinkle treatment for the rest of your face. But if you put Esotique on under your eyes, and it gets into your eyes will sting. You don't want that. That's why they have developed GenuCell. It's for both men and women. So either or both, call 800-543-9262. Combat wrinkles and facial lines without nasty Botox and surgery. Order GenuCell right now at 800-543-9262.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Ken Marcus was making a pastrami sandwich when he noticed an odd pattern on a slice of pumpernickel bread, one that spelled out Geico. Ken found himself visiting Geico.com, saving hundreds of dollars on car insurance with great discounts. Later, Ken felt conflicted whether or not he should eat the slice of bread that saved him so much money. But he was so hungry.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Mom, you text so slow. Abbreviate. Use BTW for by the way and LOL for laugh out loud.
Well, I'm texting Dad to make a reservation at America's Best Value Inn. Got one for that?
ABVI.
ABVI?
America's Best Value Inn. Everyone knows they're BVOTR, the best value on the road.
You're right. They have free internet and continental breakfast at most of their 1,000 hotels in North America, plus instant rewards with the Value Club.
You'd better text Dad to go to ABVI.com ASAP.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer from Boston Adams, it was Boston.
From helping florists manage their first payroll, to checking sales projections for logistics companies, to showing garages how much they've been paid, to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
Jen, update on the latest Chelsea Handler's changing her status, right?
Yeah, she's just revealed, actually her manager revealed, that this will probably be the last season of her E! Show called Chelsea Lately. Chelsea intends to leave when her contract expires. This is her new manager, Irving Azoff, who told the Hollywood...
Irving!
Told the Hollywood Reporter, she hired me to figure out her life after E! That they have about seven suitors and many ideas. So there you go.
What's the other way she works with? She dates at one point in time.
She does, but I don't think she's dated him yet. We'll see. Story developing.
Yeah.
All right, Jimmy Kimmel made a big announcement. It looks like President Bill Clinton is set to appear on Jimmy's show this week, April 2nd.
Why is that a big announcement?
Because he's no stranger to the talk circuit, Dougie, but this will be his first time on Jimmy Kimmel's show.
Mm-hmm.
And it came less than a week after Jimmy Kimmel hosted the closing night of the 42nd POTUS Clinton Global Initiative University Confab at Arizona State University, and Clinton appeared with Kimmel on stage March 22nd for a joint chat with his wife, Hillary Clinton, and Chelsea. So there you go. They're new buddies. Right. Now, Oprah Winfrey has become a big influence on Lindsay Lohan. You know, Lindsay does the TV show for Oprah's network, and the Mean Girls star told Ellen DeGeneres on Friday that she's constantly getting advice from Oprah. She said, quote,
yeah, I cut the bull crap
almost every day, and she's been so amazing to me, just, you know, for everything, even before the show was coming out. So apparently Oprah's a role model for Lindsay. ABC canceled Once Upon a Time in Wonderland. Michael Chiklis, however, you remember him? You liked him, didn't you?
I like him. Yeah, I do like him.
He is joining the cast of the upcoming American Horror Story season. It's called American Horror Story Freak Show. He'll be playing the father of Evan Peters' character at the
TV show that he and Randy, not Randy Crane, but Dennis Quaid did last year. Was quite a good show. The two of them were, it was interesting as they played off of one another. I thought that was a good show. It didn't last, but I thought it was a good show. All right, so Michael Chiklis back to television. Good, steady actor. 51 after the hour. All the steady acts are here on the radio. Richie and Jennifer and Doug and Ken on the air.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
Weeks later, it remains an unsolved mystery as the search continues. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 disappeared the morning of March 8th. Clues to the whereabouts of the missing plane continue to elude searchers. The Malaysian Transport Minister says more objects have been spotted floating in the Indian Ocean.
On Sunday, an Australian P3 Orion made visual sighting of 7 potential objects. A Korean P3 Orion also made visuals of 3 potential objects.
Several objects retrieved on Saturday turned out not to be from Flight 370. The plane's so-called black boxes are designed to send out signals for about 30 days. The plane disappeared 23 days ago. An Australian Navy ship towing an American black box detector is joining the hunt today. The search area said to be roughly the size of New Mexico. On CNN's State of the Union, California Senator Dianne Feinstein talked about the search and zeroing in on where the plane may be.
A little bit more direction
being flexible, changing the places where they look. I think all of this is good, but it also indicates that there is no real method of calculation that's functioning very well.
Senator Feinstein went on to say there's no evidence terrorism caused the airliner to go down, and until Flight 370 is found, it's all just speculation. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
This next song goes out to someone real special, web developers. You've developed a worldwide web of convenience, and Geico.com is eternally grateful. Now everyone can pay bills, manage policies, maybe save big money on car insurance, all from the comfort of their desk chairs, recliners, and water beds. You're magicians with wands made of binary code, and that's why we're sending this next song out to you. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
It's a new week on Wall Street. Last Friday, some gains for stocks. The Dow up 58 points, closing the week at 16,323. NASDAQ rose 4 points. S&P climbing 8 points. Ahead this week, investors are looking toward Friday and the Labor Department release of the March jobs report. It's deadline day for Americans to sign up for Obamacare. Midnight tonight is the deadline for people without health insurance to enroll under the Affordable Care Act or face tax penalties. The deadline will be extended for those who visit healthcare.gov to start the process but are unable to finish it by midnight tonight. The Department of Health and Human Services says 2 million Americans visited the website over the weekend. Business at the box office over the weekend.
We need to set enough of it. Start again.
Russell Crowe does sound a little soggy, doesn't he? The biblically inspired film Noah, number one at the box office, raking in $44 million in its debut. Couple of sports-related closing notes. First, Major League Baseball begins its regular season today. At least 26 teams are playing their season openers. The L.A. Dodgers have today off after opening way out of town last week in Australia, where they took 2 out of 2 from the Arizona Diamondbacks. The Dodgers then lost to the Padres in San Diego last night on opening day in the U.S. And finally, the Final Four is all set. We're talking March Madness, the big dance. And no doubt the men's basketball teams from Florida, Connecticut, Wisconsin, and Kentucky are dancing the night away. All four of those teams came up winners this past weekend. Florida, the overall number one seed, is the only regional top seed to make it to the Final Four. The Gators will face Connecticut. The seventh-seeded UConn Huskies beat Michigan State yesterday. And the other national semifinal, it'll be second-seed Wisconsin against number 8-seed Kentucky, which beat Michigan yesterday. The semis are this Saturday, the championship game a week from tonight. All three games at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. For the millions of us who are licking our bracket wounds, it has been a highly unpredictable tournament this year. So, I'd like to take a moment to personally thank these teams for busting my bracket. Harvard, Stanford, Mercer, Dayton deserves a big one. And, of course, Kentucky and UConn get a drop plate or two. Once again, on behalf of my brackets, I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. All that's left to do now is vacuum up the shattered pieces of my brackets. I'll be here for a while. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads from multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty
acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.